since it's been Shabbos. So let's run through the Machaber and the Ramah one more time. Machaber says, Yalda Isho Zachar. A wife gave birth to a boy. A boy. Mevarcha Tova Meitiv. So the bracha you make is HaTova Meitiv. Tova Meitiv, because it's Tova Meitiv again, is the Shechenu if the good is showered upon more than one person. So here it's good for the father. It's good for the mother too. Y'all know, let's not get into Binyamin being born and all that type of stuff. But again, it's a good simon for have a boy. V'gam hi tzrichu levarkin. And also the mother makes this bracha. We'll see more about this a little later. Well, actually, let's do it right now. So we saw last time a few things. Let's say a couple had, I think I left you hanging with this. Let's say the couple had a number of boys, a bunch of boys. Had a friend who had a bunch of girls, seven girls, obviously. Yeah, the seventh girl was Bathsheba, yeah, we know. But, and I had a friend who had a bunch of boys. He had seven boys, so it was a whole thing in issue that got Shidduchim here. But so again, let's say that the second guy who had a bunch of boys, and he wants a girl. Wants a girl, you know, for the mitzvah period of Yerivia, all that type of stuff. And his wife's expecting again, boy. So now, the Shaila is, does he make the bracha atova meitiv? Because the bottom line is, he didn't want a boy. I mean, I'm sure he'll love the boy. You know, let's not get into psychological things here. But again, so interesting enough, the Chofetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha leaves it with a tzar chiyum. It's a question. Again, the guy really wants a girl, and he didn't want a boy, and he got a girl. He got a boy, excuse me. Got a boy. So the Chofetz Chaim leaves it with a tzar chiyum, whether he would make the bracha tova meitiv, because he didn't want that. Now, the question is, how about a girl? Do you make a bracha over a girl? So here we see, don't make a tova meitiv. The shaila would be, well, make some other bracha if you have a girl. Again, let's not get complicated. Pashu case. Guy, wife, expecting, girl. You make a bracha. So it's clear from the Mechaber, you don't make a tova meitiv because, again, it's not that level good for both. Shaila would be, would they make a shehachayanu? So the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. And, people are clamoring to get in. And the Mishnah Berurah at the end says that for a girl, you can make a shachianu. Why? Because we'll talk about this later. It came up with me and Mr. Abramson a couple of minutes ago. We'll learn later, if you haven't seen somebody in a long time, and you feel simcha that you see the person, so we'll learn about it later, you make a bracha shachianu. I'm happy. Right? Now, again, we have to link this together to what we were discussing before Shabbos, and that is that these brachas shachiyanu, we'll talk about it more, are based upon simcha. So so what happens, you know, if a person doesn't feel simcha, right? We'll discuss this later also in this case also. Another child, so you're happy, but hopefully you're very happy and shouldn't be a shayla, right? You want to make the shayla. But, you know, another tax exemption, I don't know, whatever. I know Mr. Goldberg's laughing, the CPA in the group. But hopefully, even without that, you're happy. But again, we'll see. So the Chofetz Chaim says that it's a very very interesting lashon. So the Chofetz Chaim brings down first many who say that you don't make a shachian on a girl. But he says mikom makom nirali pashut. Chofetz Chaim says it seems to me that's obvious. That the first time you see the girl, now again, this would make a difference because I think we discussed this last time, that if a person hears that they had a baby, let's say so it's a baby boy, so they make a tova meitiv. So the Chofetz Chaim said in the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're in a different city, if a boy is born to you, make a bracha tova meitiv. How about if a girl was born to you? So now, so we're saying you wouldn't make a tova meitiv. Question is, you make a shachianu. So the Chofetz Chaim says you wouldn't make. Most possible say you wouldn't make a shachianu. But then the Chofetz Chaim says, but you would make a shachianu the first time you see her, because it's not any worse than me seeing Mr. Abramson after a long time. Make a shachianu. I'm happy to see him. So that applies. So you see a new girl, your daughter, you haven't seen her like ever. So you make a shachianu. So nafkamina would be, again, so it would be a nafkamina, it would be a difference not only in bracha, for a boy you make a tova meitiv, girl make a shachianu, but according to Chofetz Chaim, you'd only make the shachianu when you see her. So again, if you're in another city, so and you hear news that you had a boy, so then you make a tova meitiv. If you heard you had a girl, you couldn't make the, if you want to make a shachianu, you couldn't make it till you actually see her. To actually see her. Now, okay, oh, it's getting a little late, so, let me just finish this. The Marsham says a lot of people don't make the Shechianu, or a Tova Meitiv. They don't make it. And the reason is, because the Prisha brings down an opinion of the Ravid that some people are worried about, that these type of brachas, brachas on these type of shachianus are you make them without a shem umachos. Make without a shem umachos. So again, if we put everything together, a lot of times people ask, you know, I didn't make a shachianu, or a lot of these halachas that we're going to learn in various cases, sometimes over a new garment or a new this or a new that, sometimes people don't make shachianus, and the reason is because like could be they don't feel the zing. Again, which is a separate issue, about how much simcha do you really feel. The other issue, again, is according to the Ravid, that, and the Marsham goes that way, that in general we're very lenient. Lenient meaning that we don't make the bracha. We don't make the bracha. In a lot of these cases, you know, like, do you really feel the simcha? Even if you did, is there a real an inyan to make a... There's a whole Aruch HaShulchan about this, the Rif and others don't bring it down. So, again, so if you make it on a child being born a boy, HaTov HaMeitiv, seeing the girl, HaShachayanu, fine. If you don't, there's other opinions. Okay?